One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's the Grinch. I'm not here to like make a diagnosis, but the guy's got OCD. None of this is real.
Yep.
Except for me. I'm 100% real.
Are you a solipsist? You believe you're the only one that's alive and everybody else is just part of your experience?
My therapist calls that narcissism, but I call it whatever you were calling a dobbersist. I was watching the other week, you had literally like an anime person here and you're like, I gotta know every fact about this person, but John's here, a goblin's here.
That was Iron Mouse.
All Smosh people are laughing. They're like, no.
Hello, my name is Damien Haas, and today I have the pleasure of sitting down with John Goblikon. He is an accountant, a former death metal member, a podcaster, a heartthrob. John Goblikon, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Damien.
My absolute pleasure.
I've never been called a heartthrob before.
My heart is pounding, my left arm is tingling, and I'm ready to talk.
Yeah, I'm just a regular Gobert Pattinson, I guess.
Oh my gosh, you're so good at yes, you're a regular Yes Anderson as well. Up when I'm putting down.
There you go. They do call me the Green Wayne Brady.
This is gonna be great. John, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of Smosh.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, everybody. Big fan.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, just gonna clip that and then just send it to them later and then we'll open it. They'll be like, oh,
and
man,
I'll like live react to it too. So I'll be in the bottom left corner. Then they'll live react. And that's like three videos right there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm here to make content, man.
John, what we are also here to do today is talk about some assumptions that people might have about you. A lot of folks wrote in with various things they think. And whether it's true or not, you respond to them as you will.
About being a life insurance salesman?
Oh, I didn't remember to say that part. Yeah, life insurance salesman. That's a big part of
Sure that's where all the misnomers are coming, I'm sure.
We're talking about gnomes today.
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, no, we won't be talking about gnomes.
Okay.
No gnomes, no trolls, preferably, but
you got
that's
it.
Fine. Let's keep it goblin.
In your personal opinion, trolls, actual trolls versus internet trolls, which one is worse?
They're the same.
Okay.
Yeah, my theory is that internet trolls are actual trolls.
Interesting.
Who got, you know, expired AOL accounts, and they're just going in the comments now.
They're using the, like, 1,000-hour free CDs
still
from 1996.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Goblins and trolls, like, we have, like, a long-standing beef. Like,
really?
We're like the original Bloods and the Crips. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, we do not get along. And I've noticed more and more of them coming out in droves now that I'm getting, like, internet famous and stuff like that. And here's how you could tell that the trolls are trying to take over. Their propaganda is getting insane.
Is that right?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake, Anna Kendrick, they're getting so many celebrities to just pump their propaganda and stuff like that. It was like, it was wild.
Got it. So you're talking about the Trolls movie, like the...
propaganda trade, yeah.
Got it, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we're cute, we're cuddly. Oh, we do remakes of pop songs from like 10 years ago. No. I know what you're doing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not one time in that entire movie franchise was like one of them under a bridge asking you to solve a riddle.
Riddles 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But why? Because they want you to be like, these are what trolls are. Yeah, they're just little cute, look at little gems in their little tummies.
I'm not a fan. I don't like movies about singing. So there is an assumption that you have a go-to order that you do at every chain restaurant.
I used to go 3 meals a day to Chili's.
Chili's is a big one that I've heard.
Chili's was, that was my place, man.
So
I used to walk in, it was one of those places where I would walk in and they go, John, your usual. They put me in my booth.
They recognized you that quickly. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'd have the Southwestern egg rolls in the fryer.
Wow.
The sizzling fajitas you could hear, you know.
Fryer, really?
They'd have my jumbo margarita, you know, with the little tiny Corona bottle in it. I would go there all the time. And then as I got internet famous, I'd be promoting Chili's all the time.
Got it.
On all my shows. It's in my book. I got a whole chapter on Chili's.
Yes, I mean, that's how I heard about
it. I did multiple series where I'm talking about Chili's and promoting Chili's. And then I was asking them, since I'm a big influencer now, if I could be their influencer.
Okay.
Radio silence.
Really? Yeah.
You could literally hear the sizzling fajita. Like, that's how quiet it got.
John, some people would assume that you have a bone to pick with Shrek.
Yeah.
Okay, can you expand on that a bit?
All of the famous green people.
Right.
Right? Like, that's what everyone assumes. They're just like, oh, you're green and famous. You must know all the famous green people.
The Great Kazoo, yes. Jolly Green Giant.
Yes. Yes.
Elphaba.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're all in a text thread together.
Mm-hmm.
And Shrek is just one of the ones that you... He never thought he was funny, right?
Okay.
Then he gets a franchise. Now he's the funniest guy in the chat kind of thing.
Got it.
But I feel like he's just repurposing jokes. It's like all the same stuff. And he's still using the same gif. You know what I mean? It's just it's like he's got one gif and it's what he uses for every reaction.
That's tough. It's hard when anybody in entertainment, but especially comedians, become like a parody of themselves.
That's right.
And you're just like, buddy, you peaked before. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
I'm surprised your Shrek is like that. That's a shame.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, a lot of the famous green people are kind of a little crazy. There's the Grinch, you know.
Right.
I'm not here to, make a diagnosis, but the guy's got OCD. You know what I mean?
He's like, I have OCD.
Really?
Wow, yeah.
Well, you would relate. I mean, he's, obsessed with just, one holiday. It's like, never heard of Halloween? You know? Easter? Yeah. Try it out, dude. The only one I feel like I am friends with. You know, I could take down the wall
the Grinch.
And talk. No, not the Grinch.
Oh,
I was gonna say it's Kermit.
Oh, Kermit seems great.
Oh, he's so sweet.
That's
dude.
So good.
You
said don't meet your heroes,
Kermit.
And I'm like,
yeah.
You know what's funny is I have actually met Kermit.
Really?
I have met Miss Piggy as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, not a fan?
I mean, look, man, I just don't like how she treats him.
That's fair. I don't have the insight.
Just like being an outsider, they're just clearly not right for each other.
Is one of the things where it's been going on so long, they just, don't know what to do if they did split, I guess?
It might be one of those things where just, they're both afraid to be alone. But it's they could really find their person if they... I just kept telling him, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, take a stroll down Sesame Street. You know what I mean? There's something for everybody.
Oh, for sure,
it's
yeah.
You like a big? There's a bird.
Snuffle you know Lumbacus is great.
Text a Fraggle. You know what I mean? Get out there, Kirby.
Absolutely.
And so I'm just really trying to push him out of his comfort zone and stuff like that.
He's got to find his rainbow connection.
Yeah.
John, there's an assumption that in your music video, no one survives, that the very end took multiple takes, which... has the implication that you had to mutilate multiple human men.
Yeah, I'd say six of the seven died and they're...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
But hold on, my PR lady is, she's shaking her. We're not aware of what happened on set that day. And we're not likable. We're not liable for what happened on set that day. We were merely playing the given circumstances and I was just doing what my director told me, so.
As an actor myself, I have to applaud you and commend that. And sometimes you're not responsible for your actions.
That's right.
or the actions of others.
Yeah, I'm like a Daniel Day-Lewis. I stay in character.
Yeah.
And I was playing myself.
Absolutely.
So I'm kind of like always playing that character.
Well, that's tough because that sort of winds back to then that yourself would do a mutilating. We can move on for sure, though, if you'd like.
I mean, look, Brad, my boss,
right,
is the character that I was mutilating. And I do actually have a boss, Brad.
Got it.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I thought about it. I mean, we've all thought about just tearing up our boss's face.
100%.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making a lamp out of their people skin. That's
of
how it goes.
Of course. Yeah. I'm sure, like, the guy who runs this, you know, Steve Smosh or whatever his name is. Like, everyone's thought of, you know, at some point.
And Steve Smosh hasn't been seen in about a decade because he's always on vacation.
That's right.
So that's, he's
sitting
always on vacation.
Sitting up on a hill, collecting his money, counting it up.
100%.
Yeah.
Very alive and on a vacation for 10 years. Now, my question for you, this is an assumption that comes from me because I play a lot of, you know, Magic the Gathering. I've played a lot of D&D, just a lot of things that have goblins in it. Some people might assume that goblins are expendable. How do you feel about that?
I'm not gonna lie, it hurts.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wasn't really familiar with Dungeons & Dragons until very recently.
Okay. Is it the movie that got you?
No, I haven't seen the movie.
It's okay. It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got Chris Pine in it.
It does.
No, I love Chris Pine. The Dungeons & Dragons thing I wasn't familiar with, and I had someone on my podcast, and I was interviewing him about Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay.
And I just assumed, I was like, you know, goblins, obviously, were probably like the final boss. You know, like you probably work your way and finally the goblins are like the smartest, you know, we're the top one.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me, very different.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, I'm assuming it hurts, yeah.
Yeah, it did hurt. He was basically like, you're like the grunt people, you know?
And you know what, I played a one shot the other day at a convention and one of my teammates was a goblin and he was fantastic. So like, you know, it's not always like the enemy, the grunts. It's like, you can be the hero too.
You met another goblin?
Yeah.
What was it? Was it Gary?
You know Gary?
I know.
That's crazy.
Gary, yeah.
Small world.
Yeah, Gary was there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God. He has ghosted me so much. I've been texting Gary.
Well, Gary was a rogue, so I think he's probably stealthing. He could be behind you and you not even know it, so. He ghosted
you. It's a figment of my imagination.
He
That's
very much ghosted you, I'm sorry.
That is Gary. That's very Gary.
We had someone write in with an assumption that it is impossible to cover up goblin stench. Can you touch on that a bit? I'm not familiar with goblin stench.
Well, first and foremost, that is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Very, I'm sure everyone, the camera guy, he's like, keeps going like this, you know?
Yeah.
And that is me.
I thought it was like surprise.
I'm going to put you at ease that what you're smelling is me. It's one of those things where it's like, I've gotten used to it, so I don't really know. You know, I don't smell it on me.
Right.
What do you think it smells like? Like, because I don't really know my stench. I know what the human stench is, you know?
I know.
Right now I'm getting a bit of patchouli or something.
I think I've had moments where, like, if I wash my hair and then the next day I get my hair wet, but it's not washed. Like, I've heard people say that sometimes people smell, like, a little bit like wet dog. And I'm like, damn, if I don't smell exactly like that.
All right, so you lost me at shower. So you're showering.
Right.
Okay.
I am doing that. And sometimes it's really more of like a, you know, what you make it thing. Like, yes, I have a shower. Sometimes in the very rare Los Angeles rains, I'll like go outside and just yell something like, witness me, or just like, why, Father, or something. But you get wet in the process. So that's
so interesting. Because I got a shower, you know.
Okay.
I've slept in it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in it. I've sat and watched TV. But I never thought, like, turn it on.
So when you say turn it on, what's
the TV.
Got it.
Yeah, the Big
Thank
Bang
you.
Theory.
Got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm turning on.
Yeah,
cruising it through those, you know. So funny.
That shelter.
So funny.
So crazy. Speaking of offensive things like the Big Bang Theory, how do you feel about the term goblin mode? I might assume that it might be offensive to you.
For a minute, no one was talking about us.
Right.
You know, no one was saying goblin stuff. We were like really forgotten. Like, I was on the road grinding.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cared. But then all of a sudden, like, everybody's talking about going goblin mode. And I was like, oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Goblin positivity. Yes. This must be projecting us in a good light. They were going goblin mode. What does going goblin mode mean? I assumed, oh, that must mean, like, showing empathy and really caring about your fellow goblin or just doing something or be really funny. being charming.
Community.
Yes, that's what Goblin Mode, but it really just means being a lazy piece of shit.
Yeah, I think
and I don't like that.
I don't know. I think it's just people eating sun chips in the clothing that they slept in. And
yeah,
so,
which is like, that's what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what you do too. That's what everyone does.
Right.
That's not going Goblin Mode.
It's just going mode.
Yeah, that's just going, that is trying to survive in 2025.
Absolutely.
If you really want to be John Goblinkind.
And I do.
Then every reflective surface you run into will despise. And everything you just look at and you'll feel absolute dread, and you just look in the mirror every morning, you'll just go, man, what a freaking waste of space you are, John. It's like it's internal.
Absolutely.
The hate has to go from the tip to the toes, you know?
Yeah, I 100% feel that. John, touching briefly on the band here, some people assume that you're tone deaf, and that is why you are, you know, not the front man of the band Necrogoblicon, even though you are the only actual goblin in the band. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, to those people, I would say they haven't really been paying attention because I am now the lead singer of the band. And I think I am definitely tone deaf.
Okay.
Yeah. So to that one, also correct.
Okay, got
it. Yeah, but I would say that my moves, okay, my dance moves, my onstage charisma.
Yeah, you got some Jagger going on?
Yeah, I think that kind of makes up for it. I think that's what a good front thing is of a band.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you're in a premier goblin metal band, and you're the front goblin of said premier goblin metal band, it's like, you don't really got to do too much.
Sure, honestly, you said front goblin, not front man, and I think that's kind of the point. It's like, yeah, what does a front man do? Sure. What does a front goblin do? We haven't seen it before.
Exactly.
Teach us.
And we've all seen so many front men.
Yeah, know? I'm sick of them, honestly.
Same. We're basically the same.
We're not so different, you and I, John Goblin.
That's right. That's right.
We both evade taxes. We both killed a man for a music video, maybe. John, some people assume that you would look better bald at this point. Have you ever thought about letting the hair go?
What do you mean? Because
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My hairline is on the complete other side of the planet? Is that what you mean?
I don't mean, this is not coming from me. This is coming from the viewers at home writing in.
I don't know. So. I had a couple of Gen Z kids say, it's giving Benjamin Franklin. And I really like that. I want to be a forefather. I want to give that vibe back. I think we're bringing like enough trends back. Right now, it's like the 90s are in. I love the 90s vibe.
Thank you. I got my 90s jeans.
But it's not far back enough. I'm trying to bring back, you know, wooden teeth, you know, big, weird Quaker hats and the forefather look.
100%. One of my hobbies is like antiquing and going to estate sales. Sometimes older stuff is just made better.
It is.
And I think sometimes older hair, maybe it's easier to maintain.
And here's the interesting thing about goblins that a lot of people don't realize is we kind of have like Benjamin Button hair.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it started just on my upper back, it's actually going this way.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so the older I'll get, the better hairline I'll get.
You know what's wild? That is actually the same for humans in the womb.
Really?
It is true. The hair starts elsewhere and then migrates to the head way later in gestation. That's a true fact.
Look at you, Damien. Look at you. I came into this interview and I was like, man, there's three things I hope we touch on. And I was like, God, I hope he talks about Tangled.
And I do.
Second, I was like, I hope we get to the bottom of why the two of us really despise who we are today.
Sure.
Check. Got that.
Done.
And I was like, And if he doesn't teach me something about the womb, I'm walking out.
Yeah.
And I said that to my publicist. Didn't I say that, Shelly? Yes. She's nodding.
That's a terrified nod.
Yes. And she's giving me two thumbs down. Thank you, Shelly.
Nice. John, we got a crazy one for you here. Some people assume that you are a freak in the sheets, by which we mean spreadsheets, because you are an accountant.
Well, I've moved into sales in life insurance.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can still finagle a few things, you know. I did get let go of my accounting job.
Got it.
I was a little confused here in L.A., like what you can and can't write off. It was very fuzzy, you know.
Do you mind if I ask what, you know, what kind of things you were writing off that got you and maybe
well, like
water?
Do you like bikes?
Yeah, I like the concept of bikes. Sure.
No, you get like 10K just for liking bikes, you know, just stuff like that. I would just like write down.
And you can't do that.
I guess not. No.
Okay.
Yeah, there'd be like all these weird rules, but like, you know, with like an actor or whatever, like you could basically write off anything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I use this for my role. I use this as my process, you know?
Yeah, a new graphics card is teaching me what it's like to, you know, have an experience and really see another world.
That's
like
right.
This.
But you can't do that. So now
Damn.
I'm just kind of doing life insurance because I feel like life insurance is the safest of all the insurances to sell.
And why is that?
Well, I mean, it's the only given we have, you know? You're going to die, right?
Oh, shit.
Everybody in this room is going to die.
See, that's okay. So question for you as a life insurance salesperson,
sure.
Sales goblin. If I didn't want to leave like money for people I like care about, are there other options for things that can kick in when I die?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've got a great one for you.
Please.
Okay. It's called the gob bill, which is basically saying like, oh, if something crazy happens to me, you know
right.
what I mean? If I'm like just. I'm just like just riffing. We're just doing improv. Like, I'm just like interviewing a goblin and things get a little heated. He kind of just my face
yeah.
off. At the end of the interview, then I'm allotting my money to go to, I don't know, like, we'll just say a goblin and we'll just say John Goblincon. We'll just say, like, back to the insurance salesman.
I like that. So it's whoever is, like, powerful enough to defeat me has earned
yes,
a little bit of savings and a lot of bit of debt.
Absolutely.
Okay, I like that.
So it's like you would decide this after?
Yeah.
So you agree to sign it? You agree to sign it?
Yeah.
And this is verbal confirmation? He's agreed to sign it?
Yeah.
And you're agreed to sign it? And we're all hearing it? And he's agreeing.
And that's just proof of how good
the
sales
are. And that's great. And see, that's the fun
Thank
thing.
You. John, you have your hands in a lot of different pots, a lot of spinning plates. I hear you're going to start your own snack company with prepackaged scabs?
Skin.
Yeah, okay.
I love skin. A lot of people, they ask me like what I like to eat and stuff
right.
like that. And I'm like, skin. And they're always like, whoa, what do you mean skin, John?
So what do you mean skin, John? Is there a particular kind of skin you go for?
All skin is delicious.
Safe space, John.
Yeah. Okay. Babies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got
the most tender, delightful.
Baby of a person.
Yeah.
Got
yeah,
it. Okay. No, it's fine. I was wondering.
We have a
so
lot
I
of like younger fans now.
Okay.
You know, they're always like, oh, I got to bring my kid to your show. And I'm like, yeah, I'd love to eat
You're
him.
Like, you should
meet
do.
Him.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet him. And bring him. And I just think like they're like easy to like, that's like a good starting point for you, someone who hasn't had it too much.
Sure.
But I think like scabs will sell the best because they have a longer shelf life, like beef jerky and
well,
stuff
that's
like
also
that.
That's also a renewable resource, is it not? Because scabs, as long as you're making platelets with your blood, you can keep making them.
I mean, buddy, I may keep you around. I mean, I just need to hire you. You're going to be my marketing assistant.
All right, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I need him. Okay?
Hell
Shelly,
yeah.
Make a note. He stays. He could go, though. I don't know what that guy's doing. He just looking at me.
I can handle it.
Yeah, thank you.
I
really
it.
Think we're onto something.
John, you apparently poof around to get places, and yet there's an assumption that you're still often late.
So the poof you're referring to, I believe you're referring to Goblin Magic.
Sure.
Which I use a lot on my podcast, and I've showed people just kind of how we can kind of poof in and out.
I didn't know if that was the right term, so I just
wanted
to be respectful.
Yeah. Goblin Magic.
And I can say that.
Yeah, you.
Okay.
I've given you the green card.
Goblin Magic. Great.
So I use Goblin Magic, and I poof from place to place. But the problem is, like, when you're in, how do I put this to a human? Like, when you're in between poofs,
okay,
you kind of go into a place where, like, time doesn't really matter.
Sure. IKEA.
Yes.
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 Got it.
And when you're leaving, you're like, oh, like today, it was like, oh, you got to be there at a certain time, you know, right. whatever, like, you know, 6 a.m, John, or some crazy time. And I was like, all right, I'll leave at 5:59.
Right.
But then I poofed, and then in that interim thing, there's a lot of stuff to do. You could really play around with different warps and time things and go different
places. Oh, interesting.
And I could just get so distracted, which for me, it could feel like weeks, months, years. I could live a whole other life over there. And then I come here, you know, and then I'm like.
And you're the same age you were when you poofed originally?
Yes.
So it's Narnia rules.
If that's how Narnia works, then that's what we're going to say yes to right now.
Okay.
Yeah, then I'm just kind of like living this other life and I'll just kind of poof and I'll be like, whoa. I said yes to a podcast? You know, it's kind of like one of those things.
I personally have a lot of empathy then for you being late, and I think it's understandable.
Thank you.
You know, John, I had heard that according to, you know, your lore, you had come from space to, in theory, kill all humans. There's an assumption that it would be a conflict of interest that you work for a life insurance company while still having the overall goal of killing all humans. Can you sort of touch on that a bit?
I assume you went on my Wikipedia, this is where you got some of this information. See, the thing, Damien, is, and you'll learn this being a host, I mean host to host.
Sure, you know, I've got a lot to learn from you.
Wikipedia is people can actually go in themselves
right.
and kind of rewrite it the way they want it to be.
Right, right.
As far as I know, I'm from Reseda.
Okay.
You know, I was raised by a nice white family of humans. Okay. I'm not really sure my past. You know, I don't have my birth certificate. Now, I assume that, yeah, we could be from another planet, but I'm not positive. I don't really feel comfortable speaking on for all goblins.
And I think that's fantastic because you're falling in line with the D&D stuff. You know, it's you're a goblin, but, you know, you've lost your memory. You don't know your past. It's like that's a lot of people's, you know, character. So clearly life imitates art.
That's pretty good. Did you just come up with that?
Yeah.
Life imitates art.
You can T-shirt if you wanted. If I'm working for you, we can make it that T-shirt.
Hired.
Yes.
Chili. Fired.
We talked about trolls. We talked about gnomes.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring it back.
No, it's all right.
But
you know, let's talk about it.
There's an assumption that Tolkien, J.R.R., of course, would be at the top of your mission list. How do you feel about J.R.R. Tolkien?
Oh, because of the way he portrayed us, I assume. Is that what
I guess, for, you know, for orcs or...
Yeah.
Goblins, I guess.
See, that's the thing.
I'm
like,
sorry. I'm like, yeah.
And it's not you.
No.
You didn't write this question.
It's okay.
And honestly, if you wrote this question, it is you. But a lot of times people like are like, they lump goblins and orcs and trolls and all the things
right.
into one thing. And they're like, oh, you were in this movie. I'm like, that wasn't us, dude.
You know what it might have been also is the World of Warcraft, because they've got the two alliances and goblins are with
now,
the
now
trolls,
that, yeah,
the
that's
orcs.
A creator I have a little beef with.
Okay.
But honestly, it's whoever was behind the Spider-Man with Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
I believe his first name was Stanley, the guy who wrote Spider-Man.
I have beef with the way he has been portraying goblins.
Okay.
That's the one that has been most harmful to
like
me
personally.
Like a
person goes crazy and becomes a goblin.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're throwing pumpkins, and they got a crazy hoverboard, and it's...
I'm sure, I'll be honest, like, I know it's not my place to say because you are a goblin.
Yeah.
You feel how you feel about it. The idea of throwing pumpkins to me, so cool.
Sure, I've been around when I've gotten angry, I've lit it on fire, I've thrown it at a child, but like,
right.
I don't do it a lot. Like, they made it seem like that's all we do, we're doing it all the time.
Right.
Goblins are not what you think.
Yeah.
You know, we're sensitive,
mm-hmm.
we're kind.
And the fact that it was the Green Goblin is like, okay, that's a very definite article, like the.
Didn't even give it a name.
No.
Imagine just like, you're like, hey, I just got cast in the movie. I'm the white guy. Like,
yeah.
What would that feel like?
It'd be interesting. I always feel that way, too, about like any movie where you're like, oh, we're in a village of squirrels. I'm Jonathan Acorn, and this is my girlfriend, Shelley Pooftail.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, I'm not like, hi, I'm Damien People Meat.
And I'm John Goblicon, and yes, my name is
sorry about that.
But that is just a pure coincidence.
Yes,
man. You know 100%. What I mean? And I come from a band called Necro Goblicon. But also, like, I don't know if that's my real last name.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that was just given to me, you know? Right. So maybe my last name just is like a bunch of sounds or something. I don't know.
And that's every last name is kind of a bunch of sounds if you really think about it.
Come on, think of it. Like, every word ever is just kind of just like a sound.
It's made up.
It's all made up.
Yeah.
None of this is real.
Yep.
Except for me. I'm 100% real.
Are you a solipsist? You believe you're the only one that's alive and everybody else is just part of your experience?
My therapist calls that narcissism, but I call it whatever you were calling a darbarcist.
Solipsism, yeah. It's the It's the belief that you're the only one that's alive and... Solipsism.
Bless you.
Salt and pepper.
Yes.
So speaking of lunch break, John, there is an assumption that you would not be here today without the help of comedian Dave Rispoli.
All right, so Dave is my ghostwriter.
Okay.
Okay, because he's dead to me.
Okay.
He's dead to me.
Is he a living human, though, or is he like
a ghoul? Yeah, literally, you're talking about forgettable faces?
Sure.
You know, everyone in music is like, nope, next. And he just has no endearing qualities. He's like, oh, I went to school and I knew writing and I did improv. And you know, he's kind of like one of those guys. And so I put him to work for the show, hoping that he would kind of propel me into stardom and help the podcast. And he does all these like games and things and writing for me over all
these
years.
Sounds like he does a lot.
I asked him to sign an NDA.
Right.
You know, no Dave's allowed.
Okay.
And he has been breaking that as of late. And like even just you getting this question, which we're going to cut. This will be cut.
I'm going to ask that we leave it in, but we can reverse the footage so people don't really know what's being said.
For a long time, like no one knew who he was.
Right.
And don't get me wrong. Nobody still knows who he is.
Yeah, I just read the name. I don't know.
I feel like now he's like just like working overtime to just like overcompensate for probably something in his childhood.
You sure.
Know what I mean? He's supposed to just kind of remain in the background. And my other producer, Johannes, and him, like are always trying to like do too much.
Got it.
And I'm just trying to like, you know, understand.
Yeah, don't upstage you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I don't like anyone to overstage. Upstage me.
Yeah.
Understage me, overstage me.
Don't stage you at all.
Don't stage me at all.
No, if I'm ever upstaging you, please let me know and I will.
Okay. You are upstaging me.
Thank you very much, John. Now, John, if we can get a little PG-13 here, please excuse me, but I'm just reading off the screen. There is an assumption that all of you is green. Is that the case?
All right, let's get a little dirty.
Yeah.
My legs are green.
Okay. Thank you.
They're green.
Okay.
They're green.
Thank you. And I know that's very personal, so thank you for, you know, opening up and being vulnerable. Just, you know, the people wanted to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's red, but yeah, the rest.
Is that right? Oh.
It's like a mood ring.
Okay.
You know what I mean, it's like whatever I'm feeling, that's what it's going to change, you know?
Wow.
I just really like to be in the moment.
I guess it makes you very emotionally connected in the bedroom.
That's right.
By default, because you sort of can't hide.
And once I find the right partner, I will experience it.
Amazing.
You know?
Oh, yeah, there's no timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you interview a lot of people. There's an assumption that you have certain guests that you would like to maybe cook into a stew. Is that ever the case, or is that something that pops up for you when you're interviewing someone?
Bobby Lee?
Yeah.
Bobby Lee came to mind immediately. Very disrespectful. He came on my pod. Tore down my set.
Sure.
Really mean. And then I went on his pod on, guess what? Halloween.
Okay.
Oh, what, was it to celebrate me and my culture? No.
Oh, got it.
My culture became their humor. Everyone knows who listens to my podcast. The Adam Pally episode is notorious for not being a fan favorite. So I put old Pally in there.
Okay.
We were Pallies.
Nice.
Now he's in my soup.
And John, the final assumption, is also referring to your body, so please, you know, it's a very vulnerable topic, that you do not wipe, you let it crust.
And we're referring to...
Just asking off camera here, is that poop? We're talking about pooping? Okay, John, we are talking about poop for our last question here.
Okay, then yes.
Okay, great.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Next up, we have our special segment, What Are These People Goblin? It's a pun because you're a goblin. We're going to show you some pictures of some folks that are eating something, and we got to figure out, what are they goblin?
Oh, okay. I like this game. Well, it looks like a he's gobbling like a piece of Microsoft Paint or something.
And that could very well be true, so we're going to lock that in as a side answer.
Am I doing it right?
To my understanding, they blocked out a piece of food with a piece of Microsoft Paint here, so we're sort of guessing what's behind the Microsoft Paint. No, it's okay.
All right.
I was confused, too. I was like, is he eating the void?
Okay, all right. Then it's his feelings.
I think it could also be, I think he's just finishing the last bits of a hot dog, but sideways.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's two hot dogs.
He's double dogging.
He's double dogging it.
I love that.
Just like my favorite kind of dare.
That is what I pay my producer in.
Hot dogs.
It's one hot dog per episode.
What is this guy eating?
I like that it's the same guy.
I do. I frankly did not expect it was the same guy.
That caught me a little off guard. I'm getting different views of this guy who looks like definitely a real guy. This time, I'm hoping I'm just going to go popsicle. Something
popsicle?
Very refreshing. It's the summer. I'm sure it's very nice. It's a popsicle.
I'm going to go crazy here.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess get another hot dog.
How much does this guy like hot dogs? Well, it's the same guy.
Oh, it is a whole stack of Pringles.
Okay, I want to know what happened right after this photo was taken, and this photo was definitely taken, and this is definitely a real photo.
I think the very next shot of this is him dead on the ground with potato chips coming out of his mouth.
Okay.
Oh, well, that could be, well.
This is the picture, okay? Just with the, okay, so this is, he's shooting Cheese Whiz.
Okay.
And it's like lumping up here, and it's falling down, and it's kind of pooling down.
Ooh, okay, I can see that.
Or this is after he's punched himself in his mouth, and this is blood.
Now, I will say, the only thing I know about these images is that they are real images, you know, not AI or generated
this
like
is
that.
A,
so this is a stock image.
He actually did the Pringles thing.
I think he probably had the best 2-hour shoot day of his life.
We gotta find this guy. This guy's incredible.
I think you were onto something with, like, the scarf. I'm seeing, like, I want to say it's almost like sausage links.
Okay.
Like a bunch of Vienna sausages, like cartoon style. Like,
oh, yeah, I could see, like, the little links right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were right. It's whipped cream.
Hey!
What did I count that?
What do I get?
Do you get whipped cream?
Oh, yeah!
You
whipped
cream!
All right. That's fantastic.
Bring him out.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And ladies and gentlemen,
whipped cream! Can we just talk about, like, the phone call from his agent?
Yeah.
James, hey, look. No. I know you were saying, like, you're trying to get more modeling gigs and stuff. Like, well, guess what, baby? I got you one, okay? And I know you were like, hey, you know, like, last time I was on set, they didn't have any food or anything like that. Like, look, man, I'm slam dunking this one, pal, okay?
100%. And nothing makes you feel better than an entire sleeve of Pringles chased down with aerated cream.
Yeah, they were like, actually, I'm seeing on your special skills, it says you can balance 24 Pringles with just one finger. And that's exactly what they're looking for, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is your time, James.
We've got...
Okay. Well, I like that he put on a shirt for the last time because he got stuff all... He got beer all over his tank top.
I think the whipped cream was
and
what
his hair is ruffled.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why was his hair ruffled? What were they doing? Honey feels a little on the nose.
I was thinking the Winnie the Pooh honey vibes.
But I feel like based on the way these photos are going... Yeah, he's holding the gun.
He's holding... Wow, yeah, I'm going to say honey. And he's just like, oh, bother.
Yeah, I think it could be honey. Let's go with honey.
With cream all over.
Joint answer, honey.
Oh, it's...
Marshmallows,
baby? Oh, it's marshmallows. Yeah, just stuffing his mouth with marshmallows. This is a fetish, right? Like, this is not just normal stock images. This is somebody's, like, yeah, stuff your mouth with marshmallows. Like, I feel like
they got these photos from James's OnlyFans.
I think.
Yeah, and his agent got him the gig.
We got a bonus on
this. Bonus round!
What's this monkey eating? I might keep this one off, my friend. I think you had it before when you said popsicle. I think they want us to say banana and you said popsicle.
I thought you were going to say, I think you got it before when you said mood ring. I was like, are we allowed to show this? And by the way, I think it's on a pumpkin. Which...
What the
heck? Wait a minute. Gabby, this is not you, dude. This is not you.
I'm so sorry.
Can we cut?
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Can we cut? Thank you so much. I noticed that they waited to the very end. Right. You know what I mean? Things were going really well. And I felt very accepted and very like, I love the questions that you were doing and right. the fans that they wrote in. It was very good. And I was kind of like getting on that little like, you know, Willem Dafoe thing. And I was really like setting some clear boundaries. What I thought were clear boundaries.
I just want to say this is not how we do things here.
Here we are.
How we like to
smosh.
Operate. Yep.
Here we are at the end.
Smosh a lot.
And they're like, let's get the goblin's opinion on the monkey on the.
It's definitely a gourd of
something. That is a pumpkin. That's a pumpkin, man.
It's a pumpkin. And so I want to apologize. I did not know that was there. If you're comfortable.
I mean, it's fine, dude. He's eating a dick. All right. Final answer.
It is a dick. No, it's a popsicle.
All right. That's kind of cute.
What do you think this gorilla's eating?
He's eating a pumpkin, okay? He's eating a pumpkin. I'm humiliated. You've won. He's a pumpkin.
I can assure you, as someone who's seen it, it's not a pumpkin.
Yeah.
It's not a pumpkin. It's not a pumpkin.
I'm gonna say handful of spaghetti.
Handful of spaghetti. If you can believe it this time, it is a carrot. So, John, this has been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
One of the things that we do lately, just to wrap things up, is do you have any assumptions about me?
Interesting. What a great question to end on, Damien.
Thank you.
And I've had such a good time with you.
You are
such a good host.
So are you. I have watched your stuff.
This has been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. As a host, like normally when I'm the host of a show,
right.
I like approve everything. And you've been sitting here and being very kind and gentle and all that, you know. And then we're playing a game. And then all of a sudden, the last part of that game is kind of like a little bit poking at my culture. And I guess my assumption would be that as the host... Tell me you didn't know, dude. Like, freaking tell me you didn't know about that.
I didn't know. I'll be honest.
You didn't know?
I phoned it in today a lot.
You didn't do any of the work that you're supposed to do as a host because you're like, oh, it's on Comic-Con. Why would I do the actual work? Why would I like make sure I prepped and did all the work and took in all the pictures and make sure there's nothing that's going to bum out John?
Elden Ring Night Rain just dropped and I've been spending most of my free time and I've just been,
and doing,
just
been
doing,
doing
that.
That. John was the one that went with your time. That's what you're saying. He's like, John, Comic-Con's on.
You were with the car ride over where I listened to stuff.
Yeah, I was watching the other week. You had literally like an anime person here and you're like, I got to know every fact about this person, but John's here, Goblin's here.
That was Iron Mouse.
People are laughing. They're like, pumpkin. Oh, yeah, that's funny. It's like, oh, yeah, why didn't he just throw it?
You're not Iron Mouse, is what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
You've been great. You're not Iron Mouse.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
Had a blast. Yep. Thank you, Smosh.
Thank you.
My culture is your comedy. Yep.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
John, that's been great. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, David.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much, John.
Oh, my God, there's a giant thing of whipped cream back here. I just got the paper prepped.
Yeah.
The gob thing. No hard feelings. Just sign this paper and everything's cool.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you, John.
Definitely, man. Watch your step.
I was on the Disney Channel. I don't have to put up with this shit.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.